But brother, she believed it, and that's what happened. Hallelujah. One day, Jesus, you know, they'd gone about 3 days' journey away from him, and lost him, and they come back looking for him, and there he was disputing with the lawyers and everything, you know. And Mary defeated her own testimony. She said that which was, that God was his father. That was her testimony. God is your father. God is Jesus' father. That's what it was, her testimony was. She come back that day in front of those priests and everything else. She defeated her own testimony. You know, Joseph with her said, "Don't you know I and your father have sought you sorrowing?" And he rebuked her. He said, "Know ye not that I must be about my father's business?" In other words, if Joseph had been his father, he'd have been busy doing the carpenter's business. But he was doing God's business. They're rebuking the lawyers and the doctors and so forth in the law and getting them straightened out. And it, a boy about 12 years old, and confounding the people by the wisdom that he had. Amen. He grew in wisdom and knowledge before God and man. Finally, he came to a place while he prayed that his mask changed. That now he was not just a man. He was both God and man. Now, we can look in the Bible. Like I say, we can see in the Old Testament, God appeared in a logos, the yellowish green pillar of fire is what it was. Amber light is called. And he appeared in the burning bush to Moses. And then he appeared again to Paul on the road to Damascus. And that pillar of fire spoke to Paul like it spoke to Moses. The same pillar of fire spoke to Paul that spoke to Moses. The only difference now, when Moses said, "Who are you, Lord?" he said, "I am that I am." But when that same pillar of fire spoke to Paul, he said, and Paul said, "Who are you, Lord?" he said, "I am Jesus." Acts 9, if you want to read it. Jesus said, "I came from God and I'll go back to God." Not only that, what is the Holy Ghost and who is the Holy Ghost? Jesus said, "Behold, I will not leave you comfortless. I, personal pronoun, will be with you, even in you, to the end of the age." So the same God that was in the Father, was in the Son, is in the Holy Ghost, is in me. And some people, by their understanding, will say, "Well, if God was in Jesus, who did he talk to when he prayed?" Well, if God is in you, who do you talk to you when you pray? Does not the Bible in Ephesians say, speaking to yourself in spiritual psalms and hymns, making melody in your heart unto the Lord? David, in the Psalms, he said, "When my heart's overwhelmed in me, let me cry to the rock that's higher than I." You know, they tried to trap Jesus many times. You know, they asked him one time, they said,